episode of my podcast, Vibes. Hope you are good though. Hope your day was less stressful and more fun. Mine was stressful as hell though, but we move. In this life, don't forget to catch cruise. Cruise is very, very important. It's like your health. So don't forget to catch cruise. But don't do it too much, because too much of everything is obviously bad. So basically, like how they say, there's this thing I saw today. It's a conversation between a lady and a guy. And yeah, from the conversation, I guess they are both friends. Like, they've probably been friends since, ever since. The name of the lady is Jessica, though. The guy's name was not shown in the conversation. So, they are very, very good friends. With what I can see from the conversation, they are very, very good friends. And I guess the guy, along the line, the guy fell for her and wanted to tell her how he really felt about her. Now, I'm not talking about friendship. They are friends, quite all right. But he feels for her in a certain type of way. Like, he probably wants them to go into a relationship. So, the guy felt the way he could convey his feelings to her was through WhatsApp. I'm not saying it's bad, but that's how he felt. So, he felt WhatsApp was the best way to tell the guy, the lady, how he loved her. Not just as a friend, but wants to be in a proper relationship with her. Okay, fine, that's cool. The one that go for her. Then he did the most awkward thing. Yeah, fine, you love her. Yeah. No matter how crazy you are about her, bro, you need to chill. This guy typed over 100 lines of paragraph. She was trying to say he loves her. Like, bro, you're not poet. You're just a guy. Fine, you're crazy about her, but you need to step on the brakes, bro. You need to chill. Okay, fine. He typed the whole paragraph. It's not even a paragraph. Like, this guy, it was continuous. He kept on typing, and the lady, I can't tell if she read everything, because obviously you get tired. Fine, the guy typed all this, and this shocking thing happened. With everything the guy typed, the only thing she would reply was, "Lol, okay, what's up, dude?" Like, bro, what the fuck? What the heck? Fine, you might not feel the same way. You might not be like her. I mean, like him. You might not feel the same way about him as he does about you. But I feel there are more polite ways you can tell a guy off. And, okay, we know you've tried your best. You've told him you're not interested. But the only thing you could say was, "Lol, okay. Bro, it's really, really crazy." If you're a lady and you're doing like that, or you're a guy, yeah, you need to change. You need to change your ways for real. That's really, really rude. It's not even about the fact that he typed a long paragraph and everything. Okay, that is kind of weird. But I think there are better ways you could reply him, and he will know, okay, you are not interested in him. But you just said, "Lol, like, lol, okay, what's up, dude?" Bro, nah, could never be me. I don't think their friendship is going to be the same. It can never be the same, because the guy is going to feel hurt and very, very depressed. Because he just, probably after hiding it after a long time, decided to, okay, after much persuasion from friends, okay, he just, okay, let me just try it. And he just spoiled everything. Wow. Everything cool, everything nice. But if you ever find yourself in such a situation, what do you think you're going to do as a lady or a guy? What do you think would be the best thing to do? you guys have a really, really good night. I hope you guys have fun. Don't forget to catch cruise. Very, very important. Peace out.